Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. Again, I am one of the creators you can support in the Support a Creator event going on right now. If you put my ID tag over in the item shop in Save the World or Battle Royale, Fortnite will pay me a little bit for you shopping in there. It's no extra cost to you. You just got to put in the MMMIKEDADDY in the Support Creator section. Again, I have an Amazon link. If you use that Amazon link, just click on that and then shop as you normally would. And Amazon will pay me a little bit as well for me sending you over there for using that link. Let's talk about TwitchCon 2018 and a little announcement or update that Fortnite put out today. They say TwitchCon 2018, Fortnite fans, another big Fortnite event is on the horizon. Tell your friends using hashtag Fortnite TwitchCon. Where are we dropping? San Jose Convention Center will be landing at TwitchCon 2018 on Friday, October 26th, and we're bringing plenty of fun activities for solos or squads. Find us inside the San Jose McHenry Convention Center in the Fortnite Hall, or tune in to the conclusion of the Fall Scrimmage Tournament Series live at TwitchCon. Yes, they are calling it Fortnite Hall, guys, because they have a whole hall to themselves, Fortnite does. Let's read on here. Fall Skirmish Finals and Stream Invitational. There will be two Fortnite competitions hosted at the convention. A duos competition open to players that register online, and a Stream Invitational event for 50 Fortnite creators and 50 randomly selected TwitchCon attendees. Each event will be broadcasted live on the show floor. Come by the booth, grab a seat, and cheer on your favorite Fortnite players. Did we mention there are free snacks? For more information on registration rules and prizing, visit our official TwitchCon tournament blog here. Watch the tournament live on Twitch, YouTube, Mixer, Twitter, and Facebook. Lazy Links Live, grab your squad. All kinds of activities await you at TwitchCon. Land a hole-in-one at the Lazy Links mini golf course or get a full set of the Fall Skirmish Club pins. These pins look pretty awesome. They're limited edition team pins, and they're premium hard enamel, it says here, and then they have pins for all the teams, so they look pretty good. It would be cool to have one of those pins if you happen to be going to TwitchCon 2018. I would definitely be picking those up. Watch the tournament live, take a photo with your team, or stop by for some snacks at the Fortnite Hall. Don't miss the merch booth where you can grab Fortnite event swag. The circle is closing. See you in San Jose from the Fortnite team. So that was TwitchCon 2018. I think it's going to be really awesome. We had a great summer skirmish event that ended at PAX West, and now we're going to have, you know, the finale of the fall skirmish is going to end here at TwitchCon 2018. So I just think it's going to be awesome. I think it's going to be just as fun as summer skirmish was. It's going to be just as exciting. I like the way they have the team set up. So even if, you know, whoever wins, whatever team you're rooting for, you know, it's actually, the points are pretty close. We still got a trial going on later this week for week five trial, plus the event coming up at the finale coming up. So there's still a lot of points up for grabs. So it's still anybody's game. So it's pretty fun to watch. Speaking of Fall Skirmish and the Week 5 Trials, let's mention the Week 5, what we had here today, because today we had the Week 5 Fall Skirmish. The format today was the Royale Flush, and it was for duos. And then let's see here. Let's just go over who won. So for Royale Flush in the EU side, Gentside Blacks and Gentside Madsen were the winners. So they won $67,500. And in first place for the North American side was Liquid 72 Hours and Luca Chap, also coming in with $67,500. Let's see here. Let's go back to the EU side, actually, because they also gave $25,000 for people who got the most eliminations in a single match. And let's see here. It looks like there was a tie over in the EU side. So Teekzy and Kinstar, VP Jamside and VP 7SSK7, and Gentside Madsen and Gentside Blacksout all got $25,000. And over on the North American side, for most eliminations in a single match, we had Chap in 72 Hours, Envy Linane and Envy Scatch, Colton and Thwifo, and Emod and Anthony. So those guys all got $25,000 for getting a tie for the most eliminations in a single match. Let's see here. Let's go over the club standings right now. Again, if you go from the bottom to the top, it's pretty big, a pretty big gap, it seems like. But again, there's still a lot of points up for grabs, so a lot of these teams are close. So you could see a lot of movement happen over the next week. But right now, in fifth place, my team that I'm rooting for, Lucky Llamas, is back in last place with 2,725 points. Riff Raiders have 2,900 in fourth place. And then in third place, we have the Dusty Dogs with 3,270. The Fortnites come in at second with 3,400. And in the first place is the Bush Bandits with 3,720 points. I have watched a couple hours of today's event. Let's see here. The only thing is for me, you know, these guys are so good. The North American side, especially, they are playing to get mats really early, and then they are really just prioritizing staying alive, you know, not a whole lot of engagement. So again, even when you get down to the final circles that are actually moving, there's still like over 50 people left inside those circles. I can't imagine that. I've been coming in second, third, you know, first place a lot lately. And, you know, normally when I get down to those circles that start moving, there's maybe around at most like 10 people left. And then, you know, it gets down to just a couple real fast. So I can only imagine how stress inducing it would be to be inside these circles when there's only, you know, so much space to work with, and you have that many people in close quarters with you. You can hear all the shooting going off. You can hear all the bandages being popped, all the minis being popped, the shields being popped. It's just, I can't believe that everybody just stays as calm as they do. I mean, I would be stressing out like, oh my gosh, I can hear tons of shots going off. You know, especially if you're in somebody who needs health, like I just see people build themselves in little one by ones, and you could just hear rockets going off, grenades blowing up, a whole bunch of guns firing, and then these guys, they're just like calmly like, okay, I don't think any of it's coming at me, let me pop a mini real quick, or let me bandage up real quick. I can't believe it. You know, I feel like I've been getting better lately, but then when I watch these guys play, I go, wow, like, this is something else. But it's been really fun to watch. Let's see here, what else do I want to talk about today? So speaking of tournaments, let me mention, my little tournament adventures here is just trying to play the practice tournament matches. So today I didn't play any matches again. I don't know if the system was back up and running better now, if more people are getting into matches. I haven't heard anything coming from Fortnite since they pushed the update yesterday, saying if there's anything else they're going to do, or if they think everything is running smoothly. I still never got into match yesterday. I know Brett didn't get in a match yesterday. Hopefully got in some today. The reason why I didn't get into matches today was just because I didn't have time before work. I didn't even, you know, I worked over 12 hours today, so I didn't even have a chance. I didn't get home until after 7 o'clock my time, which over on the Pacific Coast here, the tournament happens between 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. here. And there was like, you know, I didn't get home until after 7, so I had no chance to play today. But, you know, maybe I'll be off early enough tomorrow to get some matches in, and then I'm banking on Sunday. I know Sunday that I am off early in the afternoon, so I should have all 3 hours to try to play and get those 20 points so I can get one of those shiny pins. Let's see here. That is the tournament, you know, what I'm dealing with lately. I'd love to hear from you guys as well, if you guys have been playing in the practice tournament, and I'd love to know how you guys are doing. So, you know, email me, tweet me. You know, I do my podcast on Anchor, so download that Anchor app, send me voice messages, and just let me know how you're doing. I'd love to hear some stories and see how you guys are doing over in the tournament. Oh, let's talk about some other thing in game. So yesterday, as we know, the runes that the floating island had reached all of them. You know, we know they started floating up out of the ground, and now they definitely are getting really close to the floating island. They're all kind of like heading in towards there. So I can't wait to see what is going to happen with that. And something really exciting should be happening here. Maybe tomorrow is what the rumors are going around. Again, I don't know when you listen to this. When I post this instantly on Anchor, it goes up today. It's Friday night right now. So it's either going to happen tomorrow right now, or if you're listening to this on Saturday, then it's happening today at... They're saying 4 p.m. Eastern, I think, is what they were saying. So if something happens over there at the floating island, or people are saying on the grid in E9, then you might want to, and you happen to have that time off, I would definitely jump in the game and check it out and see if anything does happen at that time so you don't miss it. You could see it live for yourself. And I would suggest going in and playing in playground mode so you don't have to worry about being killed and missing the event, because I know that was a big problem with the rocket launch. We know there was that infamous event where the guy, you know, knocked down a big ramp that a bunch of people built, like 40 something people or 50 something people were up on, all having a little viewing party of the rocket launch. And you don't want that happen to you, so just safely go into a playground mode so you could see whatever happens. Let's see here. Let's go over a weekly challenge. Let's talk about the ringing the doorbells, because we actually have some really good tips that came in over on the Discord. And so here's a tip. This one actually came from It's Your Boy Rage over here, and he's in the Discord server, and this is where he posted this. He basically said, so when you're skydiving, don't be the first one to hit the ground. You know, let other people land, and then, you know, a lot of people like to land on top of a house and then break in the roof. And then you can just kind of, if you land after those guys, you can see what house people are landing on and then just run over there and start ringing that doorbell. And then another good one came from Drew Bagel 13. He said that he went to the corrupted area that is south of Salty Springs. And then he would just go take one of the shadow stones, head back over to Salty, and then hit one of the doorbells, because people can't see you, obviously. So, you know, they run in the house and boom, you can ring a doorbell. And he said he did that 3 times in a row. And let's see, I think that's all you need to do. I think you only need to do it 3 times. Let me double check here. The doorbell. You only got to do that one 3 times. So there you go. He did it all 3 times that way, and that's an easy way to do it as well. So some good tips over there, over in the Discord. Let's see here. Let's get to a tip of the day. And again, we kind of talked about how there's a lot of these pro tournaments. You're seeing them just riding the edge of the storm. And, you know, there's a ton of people in these matches. And once in the past, you know, I mentioned that you could go to the middle of the circle, and usually there's not a lot of people there. That's more of like a beginning game or mid game thing when the circle is really big and there's not as many people around. When you get to the edge of the storm, like these pro players do, especially when there's a lot of them, it is really good to ride the edge of the storm. Especially when those storm circles start moving, it is nice to be able to move with them, because you know whoever ends up behind you, they are going to be pressured. They're not going to have enough time to really be taking shots at you a whole lot, because they need to be focusing on getting out of the storm, especially when that circle starts doing like 5 ticks, 10 ticks at a time. They just got to get out of the storm. So if you're just staying right along the edge and not in the storm, you know, you shouldn't have pressure coming from that side of you. Let's see here. And then if somebody does get in behind you, you could just start building a whole bunch of walls up and trying to trap them in. And that is a good way to actually have them be eliminated that way, or just redirect them in a different direction. That way you don't end up having too much pressure on you. I actually picked up a no-kill win the other day. I posted a little clip of that over in Discord, and the clip is of me just actually getting the win. And so what actually happened leading up to that event was we had the Storm Circle had been moving, and then I was doing that. I was just building walls in front of him, and then he ended up building himself up. He got pressured and he panicked, and then he built himself up and he got inside of a building at Tilted Towers. And then unfortunately for him, the next circle that moved was going to be across the map from where he was. And then he was already right on the edge, and I was on the edge over there too. And so I was building at the bottom of the building, but I was able to easily run out. He was at the top of the building. He needed to get out quick. He obviously messed up on whatever build he was trying to build, fell, and died, and I got the win. A no-kill win, so that was pretty neat. I had never pulled that off before, so that was fun to do. But I did that, again, just by riding that edge of the storm, and then putting pressure on the other player just by building in front of them and having them get stuck in the storm, and that puts a lot of pressure on them when they know they're taking a whole lot of damage every second. But again, that's over in the Discord, and this is going to be the end of the episode, so I'm going to tell you to go join the Discord, because obviously we're getting some good tips from other players out there. We are having a good time hanging out in there. Go follow my Twitch, because I'm going to be playing a whole lot more this week, and I'm going to try to stream some more as well. So yeah, come hang out with me over there. Obviously not as much as I was hoping to today, because I ended up working a really long day today. And go subscribe to my YouTube as well. Let's see here. Oh, I remember I wanted to mention now. So yeah, I'm actually going to be playing a whole lot this week in total, guys. I have some extra time on my hands. My wife and kids went with the grandparents on a little vacation. So I'm actually here on my own for a week, just living the bachelor life. So basically, most days when I get home, I'm going to be coming home, showering, eating, and then playing Fortnite for as long as I can. This is definitely going to be a good week to try to get on and play with me, because I'm going to be on a lot earlier than I normally am on most days, and playing for a longer amount of time. So this would be a great time to go follow me over on Twitch and then hop in there and let me know, hey, like, I listened to your show. I've really been wanting to play with you. I haven't got a chance to play with you yet. And so whenever you see me streaming over there, just type to me over in the chat and let me know that you want to play. And I'm going to try to play with as many as you as I can this week, since I have a lot of extra time on my hands. Let's see here, guys. Another great way to support the show is to rate, review, and subscribe over on Apple Podcasts and iTunes. If you leave a 5-star rating and written review, you are going to get a shout out here on the show. That's going to be it for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Wait, guys, what am I doing? You know what? I almost forgot to go over what's in the item shop, and we have a new item in the item shop. I'm glad I caught myself there. Let's go over what is in the featured section, because the featured section is actually still the same. We still got that Sanctum outfit, which, again, I love, love, love it. We got the Moonrise harvesting tool. And then over in the daily items, we got the Battle Call emote. We have the Jolly Roger glider. We have the Flay Axe harvesting tool, the Sushi Master outfit, the Pumpernickel emo, and we have this new outfit, the Jack Gordon. I love this one as well. Love the suit with the pumpkins on it, orange tie, got the pumpkin head, great looking outfit. Again, I still love the Sanctum a lot, but actually I really like this one too as a Halloween themed one. And now that I'm talking about Halloween theme thing, and I actually have some extra time on my hands, I know that, let's see here, what should I call him? He's changed his name so many different times in the Discord. We can just do the AKA, since I have so many AKAs. So he's been Rag, he's been AKA Spooky Rag, he is currently AKA Nobody. But anyways, he suggested once in the Discord that we do some sort of community event, and I would love to do that. And I like I said, I have some extra time on my hands this week. So, you know, different ways that people do community events. I don't know if you ever watch other streamers do this, but they'll tell people to go join the Discord, and then they'll be in the Discord in the chat, and you'll just tell everybody, and you can be on the voice chat as well, and you do a countdown, 3, 2, 1. You know, everybody tries to ready up at the same time, and if you're all on the same server and ready up on the same time, sometimes you guys will all end up in the same match, and you can tell by looking on the little, there's like a number code in the upper left corner. You look at the last couple of digits, and then you'll be able to tell if you you tell everybody. Well, I would tell everybody, okay, this is what server I'm on. Give you the last couple digits, and then you guys would know if you were in the same lobby as me. But what I'm thinking I want to do, since Halloween is coming up, I would love for everybody to come on, and then we would, what I'm thinking I'd like to do is have everybody, you know, if you have any of the Halloween-themed outfits, put on one of your Halloween-themed outfits, and then we will all go over to Fatal Farms. I'm thinking Fatal Farms just because it's got the, obviously we had the Scarecrow there, obviously we have pumpkin-themed guys there, so I think the farm would be a good place to do it. But then we could all go there and then just do a whole bunch of, you know, like the Halloween-themed emotes as well, like the T-Pose or, you know, the scary one, or go get the Shadow Stone. And then I'll put together like a YouTube video, you know, I'll save the replays, and then I'll put a bunch of like, make a montage, you know, video of like everybody hanging out, doing that type of thing. If that's something you're interested in, let me know. Definitely go join the Discord so you can be a part of that. I'm not sure what day we'll do it. I might just, you know, kind of like do it throughout the week. So stay tuned for update for that. Because we have, you know, what, 12 days left now until Halloween. So I think I'd like to try to do that and get a video put together for Halloween, just to kind of celebrate you guys and, you know, have something a little fun put together for the community. All right, guys, thank you. That is going to be the end of the show now. That was a very long-winded ending from the time I said I was going to end the show. So until tomorrow, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.